I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing I'll Fly Away, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Betrayed, from Luke chapter 22, verses 54 through 62.
Come, Lord Jesus. And I'm looking forward to that day when he'll come. We're going to go back and sing that last verse. Now listen, you got two hands, put them together. This is a great day. This is a day that we're here to praise and magnify our Lord. Let our worship be acceptable in His sight. Amen. Now just a few more weary days. Amen. Give the Lord some praise. Come on, you got a better praiser than that. You got more Jesus in you than that. Amen. What a mighty God. He is risen. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, it starts with us. And pride will overtake you today. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goeth before destruction and the Holy Spirit before a fall. So proud people do not bend their knee before Jesus. They try to do what they can do in their own abilities, in their own flesh. But James gives us a solution here in James 4:10. He says, humble yourself. When you humble yourself, you're saying, God, I can't, but you can. I trust in you. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall do what? Lift you up. The second step to the way down is prayerlessness. And we talked this morning for 30, 40 minutes on prayer at 10 o'clock. And Jesus had asked his disciples to pray with him. Now, what happens here? You know the scene. Because of the sorrow of the moment, what do? Fall asleep. They go to sleep. Well, they had good intentions, but good intentions won't get you there, will it? From Luke 22:45, it says, when he rose from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. Their hearts were heavy. And said unto them, why sleepest ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Jesus is saying, you better be vigilant. Man, don't you see what's going on? I've warned you of this moment. This is not the place to feel sorry. When this sorrow issue was a sorrow issue of feeling sorry for self. You're never going to get anywhere from God and to accomplish His will if you're walking around feeling sorry for yourself all the time. Jesus had prayed that night that he would face an arrest, that he would face a trial, and that he would face a brutal crucifixion while Peter's sleeping instead of praying. He said, but wait a minute, what difference would it have made? He still should have been praying. Amen. So Peter came apart under the pressure. The sorrow of self-seeking service pulled him apart. We need to see Christian life, kind of like breathing. Everybody in here breathing, say amen. Amen. Thank God you are. It's kind of like breathing. We inhale the Word of God into our life. And you know, when we inhale the Word of God, then we exhale through our prayers unto God. That then becomes an important part. The Word and prayer is life-changing, amen. It equips you. It will use you for the kingdom of God. You know what? I would say this. You better learn to start praying more. Amen. What happened in Egypt this morning can happen in Lynchburg, Virginia. ISIS is not confined to the Mideast. ISIS can hit anywhere, anytime. And people do crazy things, and it's just not ISIS. It's these nuts out there that has a grudge, and they're going to go kill people. Then they have no justification. There's no justification for that. But folks, let me tell you what. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm glad God is our protector. The infallible test of spiritual integrity is our own personal prayer life. Let me say that again. The infallible test of spiritual integrity is our own spiritual prayer life. Amen. You need to serve out of the time and pray that God has given you that time that He has provided for you. So what does Paul say? Pray without ceasing. So your life, really, honestly, it depends on prayer. And you know why you have not? James said you have not because you ask not. Now, let's go to the third step. The third step down is proximity. Now, proximity means to be close to, right? So then they took him and led him and brought him to the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. Now, that last phrase, that Peter followed afar off, meaning Peter was following Jesus at a distance. I hate to say this, but most Christians are following Jesus at a distance. Well, we may come to church, we may have the look, but we're following Christ afar off. I contend today, coming to a house of God is about the easiest thing that we can do in life. All you got to do is just get your hide out of bed in the morning and get there. It's no big deal. You can make it. You can be in church. That's not on Sunday morning. Man, get it on Sunday night and Wednesday night too. Amen, preacher. Preach it. Thank you. Forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together as a man of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. You can't serve God laying in a bed on Sunday morning. You can't serve God when you can go out and live like hell on Saturday night, and you can't roll out for Jesus on Sunday morning. Amen. I have no patience with that. I know we may sometimes have reasons, providentially hindered, sickness, we have to work, things like that. But sometimes it's just plain old lazy butt. That's all it is. You won't get yourself up and get to church. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for preaching us the truth, preacher. Amen. Amen. Because the truth sets you free. I'm telling you, members of this church and every church needs to grasp that fact today. So Peter's a disciple, meaning he's a follower of Jesus, right? But he was following Jesus at a distance today. Do we just wear the title or do we live the life? Really? Do we just wear the title? Well, I am a Christian. I'm a member of the church. That's great. Wonderful. But are you living what you say that you believe? Because if you're not, somebody's lying. Amen. But Peter was close enough that he could say, oh, I'm one of those disciples. I'm a follower of Christ in the right setting at the right time. But it was not the right setting. So he said, well, preacher, he had a lot of stress on him. Folks, welcome to life. I'm sorry. I just don't buy into that. Amen. Everybody's got stress in life. But you got a God who's bigger than the stress that you're in. Come on now. We've got a God who's bigger than what you're facing. And the reason you can't get past what you're in is because you're trying to do it in this, called flesh, when you should be doing it in faith in God. Amen. You're never going to get past that point if you don't have faith in the Lord. So, looking at this, Peter was close enough that he could say, I'm a follower of Jesus, but he was far enough away that people really don't know where he stands, compromising his faith. He's not instantly recognized as a disciple. So where Peter was in Luke 22 and 54 is where so many Christians are today. To follow Jesus at a distance today is a fatal position to be in when you are a born-again child of God. So this is a position of, frankly, compromise. This is also a position of instability. This is a position of hanging on to the world rather than trusting God. Pride took Peter to prayerlessness, and now he's away from Jesus. Folks, the fourth step is this. The fourth step down is the people. In verse 55, the scripture says, Peter sat down among the people. Peter is sitting not with his friends, the fellow disciples. He's sitting with the enemy. The same crowd that's going to say, crucify him! Crucify him! Kill him! Get him out of the way!
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.